for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now. That was Leonidas Balathas starting us off today on a special Christmas edition of Leologos Radio with a song titled O Gaidaros O Manolios. This is Leologos Radio, the radio program which bridges the worldwide Greek community and which airs on 20 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today's broadcast is our special Christmas edition, which will feature the music of the talented young Greek singer and songwriter Leonidas Balathas, who will also be our guest on the Leologos interview series today. We will hear some of his best music, and in our interview, Balathas will speak to us about his career, his musical inspirations, his live appearances, and much, much more. That interview begins now, right here on Leologos Radio and the Leologos interview series. The Leologos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Leologos Radio. Joining us today on Leologos Radio for our special holiday broadcast is the talented young singer and songwriter Leonidas Balathas, who will speak to us today about his musical career, his recent hits, and much more. Leonidas, thank you first of all for joining us today.
Εγώ ευχαριστώ για την όμορφη αυτή πρόσκληση.
Thank you for inviting me.
To get us started, share with us a few words about how you began your musical journey and how you made it all the way to the Fame Story reality show in 2006 and 2007.
Πάμε, ταξιδεύουμε στο παρελθόν δηλαδή, ε. Τώρα την τρέλα την είχα από μικρός με τη μουσική.
Ah, a journey back in time. I was crazy about music from a very young age, and with writing songs as well, putting lyrics and words together. I began doing this from junior high school, and slowly I began to write my first songs. Of course, I also had other interests and jobs besides music, both prior to and after my military conscription. And this continued until I got my first paying musical gig at the Apanemia Boat in the Plaka area of Athens. That is where I earned my first income as a musician. At the Apanemia Boat, I was paid a daily wage and I performed 5 days a week. That is when the professional aspect was introduced into my music for the first time. The truth is that I always saw and continue to see music as an amateur interest of mine first and foremost. But since there is an economic aspect in place as well, that is where I become a quote-unquote professional. After my time at the Apanemia Boat, having played there for 1 year, I performed at some other musical venues. And then I entered the Fame Story reality show as a contestant. I was hesitant at first, but had a lot of encouragement from those close to me to take a chance and participate in all of that. At the time, there was no Facebook, just MySpace, which was new then, and YouTube. I initially participated in another contest called All Star Fame and finished first. And the prize was that after 3 months, I had the opportunity to become a contestant on Fame Story, and I ended up winning that as well. So that's how I got started. And I survived that experience intact, physically and intellectually, and have continued my music and doing what I have been doing since then. I write songs which reflect what I feel and what I believe many other people feel as well.
Despite your major success on Fame Story, you continue to lead a very low-key lifestyle and you incorporate many experiences from your day-to-day life into your music. What inspires you when you write a new song?
The reality show, Fame Story, was sort of a virtual reality for me. If we consider my experience there a success, in quotations, then that success came mostly out of the monetary prize which I won then. However, I was not under the misimpression that after Fame Story, things would be easy and fall into my lap. Quite the opposite, in fact. And indeed, things were difficult. Since for the purists and cultural types, I was the guy who sold out and went on the reality show. Additionally, I was at the center of attention for a while, and this was quite difficult. When this period passed, though, and I was once again performing in front of perhaps one or two or three tables, I once again reached a state where I was earning a basic living, and I was able to support my family with what I do, with a simple and austere lifestyle without many luxuries. Now, in terms of what inspires me, when I'm experiencing strong feelings about something, when I have an emotional weight on my shoulders, whether that is a joy or pain or anything else, this acts as a pipeline of sorts, bringing inspiration to me and allowing me to put those feelings down on paper and transfer them into my music.
This is the Alois Radio. We will return after a short break.
Και έρχουν τα μνημόνια τώρα. Βεβαίως θα έρχουν τα μνημόνια και θα τα πληρώσουμε. Θα τα πληρώσουμε όλοι. Πρέπει να παραδεχτούμε ότι η ευθύνη υπάρχει παντού. Όλοι τα αρπάξαμε από εδώ και από εκεί. Όπου μπορούσαμε. Και ο τελευταίος. Και ο τελευταίος λοιπόν πολίτης θα υποχρεωθεί να πληρώσει. Εμείς λοιπόν έχουμε όραμα, έχουμε σχέδιο για τη χώρα. Εσείς ρημάξατε τον τόπο.
Μοιάζω με βομβαρδισμένο τοπίο, με ένα στιχάκι που είναι μουτζουρωμένο. Στη ζωή στο τελευταίο θρανείο και με πουλί ξενιτεμένο. Έχω πείσμα και γερότο στο μάχη, σαν τον Παύλο με την καλπική λύρα. Την αγάπη που έχω δώσει δεν πήρα. Έτσι το θέλει σε ήμυρα. Άιντε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου. Μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα. Μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να πω στο χώρο. Άιντε
να σταθώ στα πόδια μου. Μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα. Μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να μπω στο χώρο.
Μεγαλώνω τον άφωνο. Ποιος τα αλήθεια παίρνει αυτό που το αξίζει. Δεν το θέλω μα μου βγαίνει παραπονό. Γιατί η ρόδα δεν γυρίζει. Άιντε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου. Μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα. Μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να μπω στο χώρο.
Άιντε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου.
Μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα. Μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να πω στο χώρο.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are speaking with singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas here on the Christmas edition of Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series. And Leonidas, a few months ago, your recent hit Na Sthatho Sta Podia Mou, for which you collaborated with musician Yorgos Nikiforou Zervakis, became something of an internet sensation. What inspired you to write the lyrics to the song, and did you expect it to become such a runaway success?
Allow me to share a few words with you about this. This song was, first and foremost, a song with a social message. With the help of our director, Theodoris Papadoukalis, the song took on a political character. As it happened, elections were held during the same period that the song was released, and that helped the song really take off without it having been something that we had originally planned or even thought of. It just so happened that elections took place at that time, and when we uploaded the music video online, a lot of people found out about it and it took off. The song, of course, had a dynamic and social character about the person who is having a hard time but doesn't give up, who continues to find his footing and who refuses to get brought under by difficult circumstances. He may fall and get hurt, but he gets right back up again. I believe that there are many such people in Greece and all around the world who are experiencing this in their own lives. And it is something that I've experienced many times as well through my music and everything else. And there have been times where through certain media and radio and a lot of other things, I was able to get some support and continue what I am doing. The song says that life goes on and things turn around for each person, for the loneliness they may be experiencing, or for those who are waiting for something big to happen in their lives. These periods may sometimes seem like an eternity, but they are temporary. And when someone wants to do something good, they will eventually be rewarded for it, either during their lifetime or after their death. You never know.
You have also become very popular and very beloved by audiences who have enjoyed your live performances, which are said to have a character and personality all their own. Tell us about your live appearances and about the connection that you attempt to build with your fans.
Your questions are really great, Michael. I really appreciate this. When I go up on stage, even today, after having done this for many years, I still feel the same nervousness. This happens each time I am on stage. And because I do not want to feel pigeonholed in any way when I do this work, because I want to feel free when I am performing, what I like to do is improvise, to break with the program, to say something different, to change up some lyrics, and to create something new each time. I might do 10 shows in a row, and each one of them will be different in its own way. In this way, I try as much as possible to let my own personality shine through, to feel some freedom. And I believe that while this may not be evident to everyone in the audience, that there are always those people who understand it, feel it, enjoy it, and identify with it, allowing us together to feel free, and that we are part of a small circle of friends sharing our feelings and our music with one another, even if I am playing a large venue.
This is the Alagos Radio. We will return after a short break.
Μάνα μη με συμβουλεύεις, είμαι μεγάλος πια. Έχω ανοίξει τα φτερά μου, ανεβαίνω τα σκαλιά μου. Χάραξα τα όνειρά μου και έχει η μάνα μου ουσία. Μη σε πιάνει απελπισία. Θα έχω μάτια και στην πλάτη και ένα καλό σκοπό. Κάθε ένα μονοπάτι θα έχει να μου δώσει κάτι, κάτι για να συνεχίζω και ποτέ να μη λυγίζω, ως το τέλος να ελπίζω. Μη σε πιάνει απελπισία, ό,τι βρέξει ας κατεβάσει. Έχω χρόνια για να πάθω, αν δεν πάθω πώς θα μάθω. Σε απελπισία.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas here on the Christmas edition of Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And Leonidas, during this period, you're performing a series of live shows in Athens. And in addition, you schedule frequent appearances in other Greek cities as well. Where could our listeners see you perform in the coming period?
Τώρα εγώ θα παίζω μέχρι τέλη Δεκέμβρη στο Σταυρό του Νότου Πέμπτης. Μπορεί να συνεχιστεί και λίγο το Γενάρη.
Until the end of December, I will be playing at the Stavros Tounotou Club in Athens each Thursday, and these appearances may even continue into January. After that, I plan on performing in some other Greek cities, though I do not know which ones yet. While in the recent period, I have played in cities such as Thessaloniki, Yanena, Larissa, and Volos. After January, I will also put together a proposal to record new songs, a new album, and to enter the studio sometime in February to begin recording, with the goal of releasing new material this coming summer. If all goes well, I will continue to have the opportunity to perform winter, summer, anywhere I'm invited.
Στα εξωτερικά, τι κάνουμε και εμείς εδώ οι Έλληνες στην πατρίδα.
As you may know, our radio program airs in the United States, in Canada, in South Africa, and in Australia.
I hope to perform in these places someday as well.
I was just about to ask this question. Do you have any plans to perform overseas in the upcoming period?
I would like it very much, but the opportunity just has not presented itself as of yet. There needs to be some action taken, an agreement made, and so forth. As you may know, I don't belong to any major talent agencies that are usually able to schedule such appearances. It's just my best man and I that handle everything, for better or worse. Slowly but surely, we're doing whatever we can. Now, if someone invites us and is able at least to cover travel expenses, we would absolutely be interested.
In closing, what wishes would you like to share with our listeners, both in Greece and overseas, for the holiday period and the new year?
I would like to wish love and joy to everyone, for people to love each other without expecting anything in return. But instead of giving and sharing of themselves, I believe that this will allow us all to take a step closer to true happiness. I wish joyous days to everyone. For the beautiful holiday that is Christmas, and for each new day and new year, and for always.
Well, Leonida, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Best of luck with your continued musical work, and best wishes from all of us for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy holidays, and may God have you well.
We thank you as well. Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
σταλούσα κάποιοι τάλα και έγινε στο ψάρι με στη γυάλα από τα πολλά τα κι άλλα κι άλλα έμεινες μονάχος σου μπουκάλα. Μούτα, μούτα, απλήστε βαρμά πέτρι. Άλλος έγινε στα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Μούτα, μούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μη κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουκαράς. Πέτρι χρυσά κουτάλια και χάσες τα αυγά και τα πασχάλια, τα κάνες γυαλιά καρδιάς βαράλια, φόρεσες τα μαύρα σου τα χάλια. Βούτα, βούτα, άπνισε μπαρμπά Πέτρι. Άλλος έγινε στα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Βούτα, βούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μην κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουγαράς. Άπνισε μπαρμπά Πέτρι. Άλλος έγινε στα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Βούτα, βούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μην κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουκαράς.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just wrapped up our special holiday interview with Greek singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas, during which we heard some more of his music, with the last song that we heard titled Kapitalas, and prior to that the songs Apiotis, Mana, and Nastatho ta Podia Mou, with the last song done in conjunction with Yorgos Nikiforou Zervakis. We would also like to thank Matthew Houtsma for providing the voiceover of our interview today. As with all of our interviews, the podcast of today's interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, BlackBerry, and Chrome, in iTunes, TuneIn.com in a Windows Store, and in the Nobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, and Stitcher apps. We will hear one more song by Leonidas Balafas now to wrap up this first portion of our special Christmas broadcast here on the Dialogos Radio, and that will be followed up by our commentary of the week.
Thank you. θαλάσσα. Ζωή δε θέλω άλλο. Γεύση πικρή μου αφήσες και ένα καημό μεγάλο. Με ρίχνουν και πληγώ αυτό και σηκώνουμε.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. That was Vasanismeni Mou Karedia by Leonidas Balafas here on Diálogos Radio, and coming up now is our commentary of the week. Diálogos Radio's Commentary of the Week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Diálogos Radio. The nationwide inferiority complex in Greece is still going strong. For the past 3.5 years that I have been in Greece, what I continuously observe, to my dismay, is how many people believe that everything is better and more just and more meritocratic overseas, anywhere else except Greece, and how in other supposedly civilized countries, there is no such thing as corruption, of politicians and the rich getting away with crimes, while it is believed that everyone supposedly has an equal opportunity to succeed. I feel that in Greece and in Greek society today, there is a tremendous amount of self-loathing, mediocrity, and defeatism, with many Greeks having simply given up and resigned themselves to their fates and the fate of their country. But even if they have not given up completely, when you believe that you are the worst in everything and the most corrupt, this, even subconsciously, keeps you down. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a type of thinking that takes away any positive energy that one might have and any semblance of hope. And unfortunately, this is a mentality that is promoted in everything from Greece's major media outlets to its education system. In circumstances like this, it follows that many citizens will seek out any light at the end of the tunnel, a savior who will come in and turn a situation around magically and make things better. This is true not just in Greece, but everywhere. The problem, though, is when we get swept up by big and lofty promises, and then come up with excuses when those promises are not fulfilled or flat out contradicted in practice. This was certainly the case with Syriza, and the signs were there well before the January 2015 elections, when it first came to power, foreshadowing the full 180-degree turn that they would finally take once in power. The signs were there, and we were warning about them here on the Diálogos Radio, but few people cared to listen. I believe that as citizens, we need to be active and engaged citizens. And above all, we need to expect and demand something more than just empty words. We need to demand and to expect action, and not to come up with excuse after excuse each time these promises are violated or contradicted. And the worst of all is when, having been duped once, we fall for the same empty promises again and again and again. We need to demand actions and not to excuse away any inactions or contradictions when they take place. Otherwise, with such a mentality, we simply enable the political system and politicians to continue playing the same game that they've been playing for so long, fooling the public. This occurs because we allow it to occur, and it is up to us to stop it. We need to cease believing in big, empty words, and we need to stand up and do what's right for our lives and our futures. This is particularly true in Greece, and this is not going to take place simply by casting a ballot or by going on a 24-hour strike once in a blue moon. Otherwise, we will see the same theater of the absurd playing before our eyes again and again without end. We are seeing this happen right now with the oh-so-leftist Syriza government in Greece, which at one time had been promising that it would halt the privatization of Greece's airports, but which just last week sold them off to a German company, Fraport, for a total of 1 euro per passenger per year. The same thing took place just a few days ago with Greece's four major banks, which were recapitalized and sold off for a mere sum of 740 million euros, with international financial vultures such as George Soros and John Paulson, the Mueller of Argentina, coming in and grabbing a share. We heard the Greek finance minister Euclid Tsakalotos, a product of Britain's most elite schools and someone who can barely even speak Greek, say that the government did not have time to go after the rich tax evaders. The government did, however, have time to send 13 police officers after an 80-year-old man selling roasted chestnuts on the street just the other day, confiscating his card in the process and sentencing him to a 6-month suspended jail sentence. The same government that prior to its initial election had promised to go after the oligarchs decided instead to go after 80-year-olds selling chestnuts, all the while it wrote off the loans of Mega Channel, one of Greece's largest private television stations and a vociferous supporter of austerity, until the year 2021. For the past 5-plus years, through our broadcasts here at The Allegos Radio, we have tried to present viewpoints and facts that are not heard in most major media, certainly not in the major Greek media outlets, and certainly not in the major international media, including the inexcusable Time magazine, which named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as Person of the Year, or NPR, whose coverage on Greece has been embarrassingly misinformed and biased. One thing that is often heard is that Greece has been, quote, bailed out, and that it has no choice but to accept the, quote, bitter medicine of austerity and to enforce, quote, much-needed reforms. We keep hearing that no one has presented any alternative plans or solutions, and yet there are alternatives and there are solutions. We have featured in the past here on the Allegos Radio interviews with the likes of Greg Palast, the investigative journalist who was among the first to expose the dirty role of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and who has for years been urging Greece to leave the Eurozone, which was designed, as he found out, to dismantle and destroy the European social state. We've featured economist Warren Mosler, who presented a detailed plan for how Greece could return to its own domestic currency and avoid a catastrophic devaluation, discussing what steps Greece could take to instead ensure that its new currency would be strong and stable. We've featured Roger Boodle, who won the second most prestigious prize in economics, the Wolfson Prize, for his detailed plan regarding how any Eurozone member could depart from the Euro in an orderly fashion. We featured Greek economists such as Dimitris Kazakis and Leonidas Vatikiotis, who have presented detailed plans and solutions of their own. It is therefore a myth and a lie when economists such as Yanis Varoufakis, who merely pretends to be anti-austerity, come out and say that there is no alternative, in the words of Margaret Thatcher. And yet, these solutions and these ideas are never heard in the major media outlets, either in Greece or internationally. Media outlets which have proven time and time again how unreliable and lacking in credibility they are and which interests they actually serve. I mentioned a moment ago the need for us to be active and engaged citizens. This doesn't just happen at the ballot box. And with that, I will wrap up this last commentary of 2015 with a proposal for Greeks and the Greeks of the diaspora. Turn off the major Greek TV stations. Cancel your satellite subscriptions to these channels. Don't give them money. Stop reading their newspapers. Stop listening to their radio stations. Stop visiting their websites. They are a cancer which must be stopped. There are other credible alternative sources of information. Do Do the research and find out about them. Speak to your families, to your neighbors, and your friends. Learn about their problems and discuss solutions. Boycott the major mass media. Don't let them be a part of your lives in 2016 and beyond. And hit back at them in a language that they understand, hitting their wallets. TheAlagosMedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from The Alagos Radio, live streaming of The Alagos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at TheAlagosMedia.org. We just wrapped up our commentary of the week here on The Alagos Radio, and our Christmas special continues now with some more great Greek music.
Σαν τα όργανα σηκώ απ' τη θέση σου. Χορέψε ζεϊμπέκικο, λύγησε τη μέση σου. Χτύπησε τα πόδια σου πάνω στον ασήκικο σκοπό. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ. Χτύπησε τα πόδια σου πάνω στον ασήκικο σκοπό. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ. Σαν τα όργανα το παλιό τερβίσικο. Να μη μου το χορεύες, θα ήταν αφύσικο. Χορέψ' το κορίτσι μου, παλαμά κι εγώ θα σου χτυπώ. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ. Χορέψ' το κορίτσι μου, παλαμά κι εγώ θα σου χτυπώ. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ. Σαν τα όργανα το μπουζούκι εργάζεται. Να το κορίτσι μου σχέται και τεινάζεται. Του σου κοπελάρα μου, τερε τι μου κάνεις πω πω πω. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ. Του σου κοπελάρα μου, τι μου κάνεις πω πω πω. Έτσι μου γουστάρεις, έτσι σ' αγαπώ.
Ξύπνησα νύχτα και μες στη σκέψη μου άναψα φώτα. Ήρθες εσύ έτσι απροσκάλεστη στο νου την πόρτα. Μες στην καρδιά μου σε καλοδέχτηκα αγαπημένη. Μεγάλη επίσημη που τόσα χρόνια ήσουν χαμένη. Μεγάλη επίσημη που τόσα χρόνια ήσουν χαμένη. Ας ήτανε αληθινό απόψινό, το όνειρο τ' απόψινό. Κοντά μου ήρθες, δίλα μου έδωσες τα άσπρο σου χέρι και τα δυο χείλη σου με τα δικά μου γίνανε τέρι. Ξύπνησα νύχτα κι από κοντά μου ήσουν φευγάτη κι ήμουνα μόνος μου στην άδεια κάμαρα στα δυο κρεβάτι. Κι ήμουνα μόνος μου στην άδεια κάμαρα στα δυο κρεβάτι. Ας ήτανε αληθινό. Ας ήτανε αληθινό.
Να δικάσω τη δουλειά μου και δεν θα λυπηθώ.
The long and corrupt history of lawlessness, patronage, and censorship in the Greek media is revealed in our new series of investigative articles. Visit dialogosmedia.org today to read our investigative series and to learn more about the long-standing state of corruption and censorship in Greece's media, as well as the worsening conditions for freedom of speech and the press. Head on over to dialogosmedia.org today to read our articles and to get more of the hard-hitting journalism you've come to expect from Dialogos Media. Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. This is Dialogos Radio, where we just heard Eleftheria Arvanitaki along with Ara Diyan with a live version of the song titled Ivarka, while prior to that we heard Yannis Parios with Episimi Agapimeni and Glikeria with Archisan Ta Organa. Our special Christmas broadcast is ready to come to a close, but we will be back on the air again sometime in 2016 with more great interviews, commentaries, and music that you will not want to miss. We would like to take this opportunity before closing to thank our volunteer behind-the-scenes staff here at Dialogos Radio, all of our guests from the past year, and all of you, our listeners, for your support over this past year. We will wrap up now with one final song with Haris Alexiou and Marineda singing Ta Trena Pou Fevgoun. Best wishes to all of you for a Merry Christmas, a wonderful New Year, and a great holiday season.
Να πιαστώ να κρατηθώ.